should also reflect on the fine line that the fine line that we've walked there, the language of my Hashar, is the new limit should be spirit, the Yush Kedi Ba'al Makani Levad Mikarban the Esrog. Okay. So let's look at this a little more carefully. So undoubtedly part of the complicating factor is the two sugyas, because one would have interpreted those two sugyas in completely different ways if you only had to contend with one or the other. The Gemara in Sukkah as a problem in Mitzvah Bavera, despite there being absolutely no limitations on the kinyan, the sugya here in Bava Kamma is being solely a problem of kinyanim without any reference or need for Mitzvah Bavera. And the truth is, if you look at Sefer Yashar, in Reign of Tam, it's possible, I don't know if he meant it this way, but it is possible that the Rabbeinu Tam himself is aware of that and might want to distinguish between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. The problem of reconciling the conflicting evidence is both for Ula and for Rabbi Yochanan, as we know. But in Sefer Yashar, the way it reads is that it starts off with the stira and Ula, Amr Ludvar Torah, and so on, Uparchinan, Alma Yushkini Kaneva Kashal, and Migufin Masnisin, and so on. Venirali Mishum the Spira Leila Ula, the Yushkini Alma Kani Levad Mikorban Vesrog, as it says in Perak Meruba, Amar Ula, etc. So the Rabbeinu Tam really starts off with the Sugya in Gittin and the Sugya in Bava Kamma, both of which do not mention Mitzvah Baba Veira, both of which do mention Yushkini Kani and Lokani. It could be that in Sefer Yashar, the point of Rabbeinu Tam is limited to Kinyanim. Yush Kedi Kani Be'alma Kani Levad Mikarban Ve'esrog. In Karban Esrog, Yush Kedi is not Kani. Then he says, U'mefarish Rabbi Yochanan Tama Mishum Mitzvah Baba Veira. So I don't know whether, you know, once Rabbi Yochanan in Sukkah contributes a Mitzvah Baba Veira, so Rabbeinu Tam is saying that's all there is, right? Or he's saying Ula, one could interpret purely in terms of Kinyanim. Rabbi Yochanan understands it. Rabbeinu Tam himself may be acknowledging that there are two ways to understand this Shita, one purely in terms of Kinyanim, the other purely in terms of Mitzvah Babavera, namely Gittin and Meruba on one side and Sukkah on the other. This may emerge from Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar, although it's kind of funny because in the continuation of Rabbi Yochanan, he says, he talks about the difference between, even in the Hekdesh, between a Balmum and Kadshei Mizbeach, which, if I'm reading it correctly, he didn't have to do at that point. In other words, for Ula and for the Sugyas in Meruba and in Gittin, the distinction between Kadshei Mizbeach and Kadshei Bedek Abayis, so Kadshei Mizbeach, which are not Tmimim but Balei Mumin, may be necessary, because it's all about Kinyan. But in terms of the Sugya and Sukkah alone, if it's Mitzvah Bababera, so one could say that even in Kadshei Mizbeach, there is Hakdasha. The only problem is, in terms of the Hekshar Karban, the problem of Mitzvah Bababera. So that throws a little bit of a wrench into what I'm suggesting, but in terms of the language, structurally at least, I stand by this possibility. Again, maybe Rabbi Yochanan needs to relate to both, because Rabbi Yochanan is being Mefaresh Ula, so Rabbi Yochanan is the one who complicates the matters. Maybe the way to read Rabbeinu Tam is, there could have been two sugyas, but the second sugya is Rabbi Yochanan who's explaining Ula, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan has both of these elements, whereas Ula maybe is just a din in Kinyanim. I'm not sure. Either way, Sefer Yashar should be looked at in this light. We have these two sugyas, we have these two implications. Pashtus of Tosas Bava Kamma, Gittin and Sukkah, the printed Tosas in, it sounds like all that we need to contend with is Mitzvah Baba Veira, nothing else. Again, not Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, but the version of the printed Tosasin. That's also the way it sounds in Rashi in Sukkah, in Rashi Gittin Nunhei Amud Beis, and not so much in Rashi Nunhei Amud Aleph. So let's just look at that perspective for a moment. Let's say you do have the perspective that the problem here is just what a mitzvah of Aveira, but the kinyan, the hekdesh, is chal in every other respect. So what would you say about the sugya, what's called the printed tosis view of Rabbeinu Tam? So what would you say about the sugya in Bava Kama, right, in the beginning of Gittin, Nunei Amud Aleph? That would seem to be a problem. So again, maybe you could just say two different sugyas, achlokas, as we just mentioned, Sefer Yerusha Rabbeinu Tam. Or Lav Dafka, the Gemara doesn't mean Yush Kedi Lo Kani, it means Yush Kedi isn't always the solution, because sometimes there are other problems. No, it's not meduyak to say that. It's not an appealing thing to say. It's not an appealing thing to say that it's a makalkas asugyas either. Is there anything else to say if you think that the linchpin of all of this is mitzvah baba vera? Is there any other way to explain the words yush kedi, lo kani in ula, in bava kama, and in gin? So I'd like to suggest that maybe the answer is yes, with a qualification. Meaning, in the end of the day, as we explained, even if we take the pure mitzvah bav avera approach to Rabbeinu Tam, or Udime, Rashi, or Menachanan, etc., right, we still have to address the question that Rishonim asked, which is, well, why should it be so? If Yush Kedi is Kani, why should it be a mitzvah bav avera? Especially if it's not true with respect to other kinyanim, namely Yush, I'm sorry, Shinu Maisa, Shinu Yashem, Hefker Bezdin, Hefker Takanas Merish, and possibly even Yush Vashinu Rishus. That's the Ramban through it. So at the end of the day, we still have to explain, so why is Yush different? And we tried to explain it yesterday, right? We said either the Shinuis are different because of Panim Chadashos, Noah's Tosis Rid, right? Or Yush is different because it's Isura Saliyado, it's a Kinyan Zela, and that's how I was even suggesting to be Mechalek, even within the Ramban, and Dafka for the Ramban. It seems like the Ramban would be the biggest problem, but it turns out that Lishitaso, it's the perfect solution. Between Yush and Shina Rishus, Yush Kedi Behetera, and Yush Kedi Beisura. Fine. But at the end of the day, doesn't that reflect something about the Kinyan Yush? And how do we know that? How do we know that with respect to this particular application? So maybe that's the, I haven't seen it, but maybe that's the right way to read the Gemaras. But as the Gemara says about Ula holds that Yush Kedi Lo Kani. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't mean Lo Kani in the conventional hedgeot sense of the term. That clearly doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that for Rashi, it doesn't mean it for Ben Hananel. It doesn't mean it for Rabbeinu Tam. So, but we're saying really it doesn't mean it at all, because really the psula is mitzvah bav avera. So what is it, why those words used? So what I'm suggesting the answer may be is, the Gemara is explaining why, the Gemara is exactly addressing this question. The Gemara is addressing the question, how come Shinui Maisa and Shinui Hashem, and maybe even Yush and Shinui Rishus, don't have this halacha? How come they don't have it? The answer is because Yush Kedi Lo Kani. Not Yush Kedi Lo Kani Legamri. Yush Kedi, there's a flaw in the Kenyan. At least in terms of one halacha, and maybe more. At least in terms of being mafkia, the Shem Gazel Bechafza. It's not Kona to eradicate the Shem Gazel. The Shem Gazel remains. Now, it could have said, Shem Gazel has nothing to do with the quality of the Kenyan. Fine. We could have said that. I'm suggesting from Rabbeinu Tam that this is exactly what the Gemara is saying is Le'inyan, the persisting status of Shem Gazel Bechapza, that is not removed by Yush Kedi. And why? Because it's a Kenyan Zela. It's a Kenyan of, it's Bisura Saliado. When the Gemara said originally, we're not sure whether Yush Kedi works or not. After all, it's Yisur HaSaliyado. So as we explained for the Rambam, what was the Gemara really trying to figure out? And as it was explained for the other Rishonim, and some, going back to Samach Bamrav, the Gemara was interested in figuring out whether Yush Kedi of Gzela is like Aveda? Or even though they knew it wasn't like Aveda, they wanted to know whether the remaining common features between Yishua Aveda and Yish Gzela are still sufficient to generate a kinyan afalpi that it's Isur Asaliyado, acknowledging that there still may be differences between Yishua Aveda and Yishua Gzela. Well, that's the two days in Tosis on Samach Tassim and Aleph, isn't it? That even if Yish Kedikani, maybe it's different than Aveda. That's the whole discussion that we had. If Yish Kedi really works, is it a Kinyan Aveda or is it a Kinyan Gzela? In which case it could be stronger, it could be weaker, and so on and so forth. So in a way, we already have precedent, if we interpret the Gemara that way, which we should according to some Rishonim and Poskim, that the Gemara's discussion is not only whether it works, but what impact does Isur Asaliyado, what level or what intensity of Kinyan does it accomplish? Yeah.
So would this be something like Nius by Estenzona or something more fundamental than that?
I think maybe more fundamental. Maybe Mius and Estenzona, well, which is even in Shinui, is, as I said yesterday, about the past. And maybe the Shem Gazel in Yiyush is really a function of a kinyan in which there is a bit of a shiur. In which case, even in the present, we're acknowledging that. So I think it's on that, you know, in terms of the mitzvah of Aveir, where do you cut the, you know, where do you draw the line? But I think it is more, according to this suggestion. So then, again, I haven't seen it, but so then what? That's exactly what the Gemara is wondering. The Gemara is not wondering whether or not Yeush works. The Gemara is wondering, is it a kinyan like Shinu is a kinyan? And the truth is that Ula comes in the context of the Gemara's discussion of Shinuig being Konan. So the way to read the Gemara is Yish Konan like Shinuig's Konan? Or not? Because we know that Ula believes Yish Kedi's Kani. Again, Mashal Ma'al Davar Doma, I gave one Mashal in Samach Vav Med Aleph, or like we discussed, maybe in the opposite direction for the Rambam. The Rambam holds Yish Kedi Lo Kani. But Yish Kedi Lo Kani just means that it's not like Shinuig. Right? That doesn't mean that it doesn't have some effect. So in a sense, that's how Ula's reading the Gemara too. Yish Kedi Lo Kani doesn't mean that Yish is not a Kinyan. It means that it's a flawed Kinyan. It's a Kinyan in which there remains a Shem Gazel and maybe some other things as well. Yeah.
The mashal that they use but because we see that
in the Bokeh and all that,
there's real ownership, and despite the fact, I mean, there's a lot of ownership, and despite the fact, still, it's a,
or is that just proved like Donnie was saying a second ago, a kind of a Mos idea? I mean, you know, you're a full owner, but the stigma of the past, right? It's hard to know. So what all I'm suggesting is, just like we had in the Rambam, Yush Kedi Kani refers to the quality of the Kinyan Yush and its connection, to what extent is it like Shinui? Maybe that's exactly the context and the idea of the Gemara here as well. Again, Mashal Ma'adav Erdome, those Rishonim will hold that Yush Kedi Bi Sura Saliyado is Mechayiv Tashlumin. Right, so there's a group of those Rishonim and Achronim who think, yeah, Yush Kedi Kani, right? But there'll be a chiyuv damim, not a result of the maisig zela alone, but as a result of the incomplete kinyan yiyush. Who holds that way? Against Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, we said that maybe the Ramban holds that way in Bamitzia Chavav Medeis. Right, that's why it matters whether you operate with yiyush aveda or yiyush gzela, because yiyush kedi kani gzela bisur asaliyado is what generates the chiyuv damim. Right, that's how we explained the Ravid of Yush Vashinu Rishus, but it's still a model. Yush Vashinu Rishus is Kani, right? But there's a Chi of Damim. And why is there a Chi of Damim? How does the Ravid read the Gemara? Because Bisur Asaliyado, but the Gemara doesn't say anything about Yush Vashinu Rishus. What does the Gemara say? Yush Kedi Kani, Yush Kedi Lo Kani. So we explained, because the real issue is in this combination of Yush and Shinu Rishus, what role Yeush plays in the end of the day. But let's put it now in this context. According to the Ravid, the real question of the Gemara in Yeush and Shinu Rishus, which is the case there, Yeush Kedi, Kani or Lo Kani, ends up being whether or not the Yeush part is a complete Kinyan or a more limited Kinyan, a Kinyan B'Shiur. And these are all different cases. I'm not, but what they have in common is the idea that basically what we're really trying to do is compare it to an absolute kinyan, whether it's Shinui Kona or it's Yush Kedi Betei Ros Aliyado. The Ravid's reading and the whole Ksos discussion, right, about Yush constitute of Yush Bechiv Damin being a shiur that you pass on from the Gazlan to the Lokeach, as opposed to a Chiyuv Bizman Maisa Hagzela, which if you're not addressing the band, again, the alternative to Tosa Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosas held that way in a way on Samech Vamin Aleph too. Tosas said, according to the Manomar Yush Kedi Kani, and you compare it to Aveda, so Yush of Aveda be Surah Saliyado is going to be Chayiv Damim, right? Now, that's not Yush Kedi Lo Kani, but it is a Shiur, Shin Yud Vavresh, Bekinyano. Right? So in all these cases, and essentially what that's the way to read Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, not only for the Ravid, but for the other Rishonim too. We're talking about Yush Rishina Rishus, but the Gemara calls it Yush Kedi because the question is, what impact in that context does the Yeush really have? So if we have all those precedents, and we have a difficult Rabbeinu Tam, namely, or Rashi, or Rabbeinu Chanan, namely, how do you square these two Gemaras together? The reasoning is Mitzvah Baba Veira. So what does that have to do with Yush Kedi being Kani or Lokani? Yush Kedi Kani Legamri, right? But it's a psul of Mitzvah Baba Veira. So what I'm suggesting basically is, the answer is, this is the source, this is the Gemara's answer to the question, why is Yeush different than other Kinyanim? Why does the Mitzvah Baba Veira apply to them and it applies only here? The answer is because even if Yeush is Kani, Yeush is Lo Kani, meaning it's not a Kinyan in the same absolute sense as the other Kinyanim are. It's a flawed Kinyan which generates a Chiyuv Mamon, maybe. It's a Kinyan in which the shame guzzle remains. It's a kinyan gzela, not a kinyan based on panim chadashas bo lechan, or based on dumya or aveda. And if that's the case, then we understand why the Gemara and Sukkah can complete the picture. Maybe that's not enough to be pasul bekarban or belulav. Well, belulav maybe it would have been, or maybe even belulav it's not, because it's not that there's no bilus at all. How much bilus do you need for lachem? How much bilus do you need for a karban? I mean, it is yours. You get to keep the object. Right? Let's say it's meshuyar in some respect. Right? How much bilus do you need? So the answer is mitzvah baba veira. But the mitzvah baba veira wouldn't work if the kinyan had been complete. Now again, I don't think it's impossible to argue this point. Again, let's say it for, I was saying a second ago that according to the Sefer Yashar, maybe that's Rabbi Yochanan's invention. But Ul himself didn't need that. By the same token, according to the printed Tosas, maybe one could say that the Sugin Sukkah stands on its own right. Mitzvah Baba Veira, and we don't really mean Yush Kedi Lo Kani. Right, because even if it's a Kinyan Gomor B'Kol HaDvarim, maybe the Shem Guzzle persists even with a Kinyan Gomor. It's not impossible to say that at all. Just like we find with Bracha, Mois, and so on. Even Bishino Ikona. It's not impossible. But this is a way, just one more second, this is a way to put together, I think, the two sugyas in a way which is, I think, has a foundation. Now, what were the questions that raised against Rabbeinu Tam, primarily? Shinui Maisa, Shinui Hashem, right? Well, now we explain that. That's exactly the point of our Gemara in Bava Kama and the Gemara in Gittin, to explain exactly that issue. That's what we're suggesting right now. What else did they ask? This will also get to 1 second. What else did they ask? From Tvicha Mechira. If Rabbeinu Tam is right, that Yish Kedi Lo Kani only means L'inyan Hakrava and Lulav and so on, because of Mitzvah Baba Veira. So it's always Shalom. In terms of Tvicha Mechira, you should always say Shalom Tavech, Shalom Mocher, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say it. Rabbi Yochanan seems to say Yish Kedi Lo Kani means that it's not Shalom Tavech, Shalom Mocher. Right? That's a powerful question. Powerful question. And one of the reasons that the Ri really doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam. But as we pointed out, the printed Baalei Tosfos don't have an important piece of this Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos Shantz, namely, Rabbeinu Tam will tell you that the Gzeres HaKasuv, indeed, Gzeres HaKasuv, conveys that as long as it's called Chevet HaGazel, I'm adding that point.
Yeah.
The Tvicha Mechira, again, my response to Elichai yesterday, Lo Matzinu Davar Kazeh in Shinui Maisa, or in Shinui Hashem, or even in Shinui Rishus. There it's obvious that we say, Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher. All of a sudden, Yeyush. And then there's no Mitzvah Bavavera. But what there is the Gemara, where does it get it from? Our Gemara in Samach Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara in Gittin, because the Gemara doesn't say Mitzvah Bavavera alone. The Gemara says Mitzvah Bavavera to explain the Psul Karban and the Psul Lulav. But the other piece of the puzzle is Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani, which we're now interpreting for Ula and Rabbi Yochanan to mean, which you have to anyway for Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, if I was making this up out of whole cloth, that Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani doesn't mean what we normally think it says, you'd have every right to say, and hopefully I would be intelligent enough not to even propose this Svara. But either way, the words Yeyush Kedi Lo Kani for Rabbeinu Tam, for Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanano and Ula and Rabbi Yochanan don't mean that, because it is Kani Lehadjot. I'm just trying to explain, so what do the words mean at all? They mean lo kani, like shinui, is kone. Namely, that the mitzvah b'avera could only work because the kinyan itself is a different kind of kinyan and a flawed kinyan at that. So if that's the case, the tzvicha mechira part now fits like a glove. It's still a chiddush. But what's the common denominator? Shem gozel afilu la'achar kinyan. Shame gozel afil achar kinyan. It affects mitzvah b'avera. It may affect other dinim that don't have to do directly with bailus, but with the shame gozel, namely tzvicha mechira. Now, is it still a chiddush in tzvicha mechira here? Of course, because one would have thought that tzvicha mechira is a secondary gzela of some sort in a very specialized way. You can't be gozel something which is yours. So apparently it's not. Apparently it's Gzeres HaKasuv that if you do Tvicha Mechira, right, on a Davar HaGazul, then you're Chayiv Dalet Vehei. Fine. That idea that it's not a secondary Gzela, anyways, we have support for. We'll review some of the evidence quickly when we go through the next Shaka V'Tarya. Hani Bechet, Shtarish Bechet, and so on and so forth. But now where do you get it from? Because the Gemara said Yush Kedi Kar Lakani. They didn't say Yush Kani Ava Mitzvah Baba Veira. Yeah.
Wouldn't we want a stronger second Gzela? Meaning, if we have so little Gzela left over from the first Gzela, so then we would want to empower Tzvicha Mechira even more in order to be able to, you know.
If it's an independent Mechayev, but
according
to Rabbeinu Tam, what I'm suggesting is that it's a Tanai in the original Gnei. If you steal Chayfetz, and then at some later point you even do Tvicho Mechira, that'll trigger an even bigger Knas.
Right,
it's all connected to the original Gneva. It's almost like an extension of the Kefa.
Right, but the more independent the second one is, the less it'll depend on, the less
Rabbeinu Tam can work.
No, it's better for Rabbeinu Tam.
Why?
Because I mean, according
you own it at stage two. It's hard.
Right, exactly. So the less sheer in Kenya you have left over, the less that this second act of Geneva is working as Tanai off the first act of Geneva, no?
I lost you. I'm saying that the more you go back, the more that Tzvicha Mechira is not independent, you know, and as an act of Gzela Bishaito, the easier it is for Rabbeinu Tam. Because it's self, it's your chavitz to keep.
It's
ill-gotten gains, but it's still yours.
It's better if it's not.
It's better if it links back to the original Geneva and is, you know, just more of a Chiyuv Knas oriented than a Mechayev of its own right. Okay. Means the Shas Geneva would be more important than Shas Tvicho Mechira,
right,
according to put it in those terms. Unlike the Rush and the Tosefta, who think that Tvicho Mechira, Shas Tvicho Mechira is key. Never mind even a Marabit. What we tried to show when we did that Sugya was that there are, you know, there's Rabbein Yeshaya, and there's the Rush, and there's the Tosefta, right? There are people who Ludafka put it more in Gneva, people put it more in Amon HaBedin, and the middle sheet, of course, Shas Tzvicha Mechira, which is the natural. For Rabbeinu Tam, the best would be more Gneva. Although I'm not saying he weighs in on that particular issue, but right. But what I'm saying is now that the dinim of Rabbeinu Tam are the same halacha. Because the mitzvah of Baveir is just a stigma, whatever. But if it's all a function of the limited character of the kinyan, then you're not going to. I mean, just one more second. I'll take your question in 1 minute. But we talked about Karban of Allah Gazel yesterday, right? And we point out that according to the Ramban versus Tosis, Karban of Allah Gazel is not midin mitzvah Babaveira. Maybe they'll say that man damer doesn't hold mitzvah b'aveira. He holds as a special psul. It could be you don't hold mitzvah b'aveira, but you believe mitzvah b'aveira dafka and korban, or that it's a different kind of psul. Maybe one is a, you know, whatever mitzvah b'aveira is, a psul hechsher or chafza, whatever it is. Korban b'lagazul is different. Okay, there could be nafka mina. That's how the Ramban suggested versus Tosos to read the Gemara, and we point out that the real Lishitaso just thinks korban b'lagazul and mitzvah b'aveira are interchangeable. But in light of what we're saying now, let's just add another point. What the Gemara was saying was, well, what bothered the Rishonim? They said, listen, if you hold Yishkadi, Kani, and yet you hold as a problem Mitzvah Baveira, so what about Korban of Allah, Gazel, Midin Mitzvah Baveira? That doesn't make sense anymore. That's a problem in Rabbeinu Tam. But what I'm suggesting here is that Ula is in the context, or the way the Gemara presents Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, is in the context of the discussion of Shinui Konev. And basically, when the Gemara says Yishkadi Lo Kani, or Yishkadi Kani, it has different meanings in different contexts. Sometimes it means Lo Kani at all, in the sense of Yisur Asa Liyado, and if Yisur Asa Liyado doesn't work, meaning you have to give back the Chefetz, you have a Chiyav Hashava. The Gemara in Samech Vav Amid Beis is talking from Samach Vav Amid Aleph, talking about that. It's only on Samach Zayin Amid Aleph that the Gemara introduces Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, and in the context of, you know, Shinui Kona, and with the Gzeres HaKasuv, right, why do we even need this Gzeres HaKasuv? Why not just say Bisur Asa Liyado? So basically, it's two different sugyas. All I'm saying is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the words Yishkadi Lo Kani, according to what we're interpreting now, mean the kinyan is chal, but it's flawed. And what does Yishkadi Kani mean in that context? That it's not flawed. It's like shinui. So what the Gemara says is, listen, if Yishkadi is Kani, meaning, and it's like shinui, so then there's no room for Kabbana Velo Agazel. There's no room for Mitzvah Baveira. But once the Gemara introduces this Gzeres HaKasuv, which is a way of saying, I mean in terms of it being a full kinyan, that's a different matter entirely. The words kani, lo kani just have a different meaning for a Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah?
I think in the Sefer Yashin tradition, they have the base Medrash, like,
yeah.
At the end of the Sefer Yashin, a footnote, like a long, like a paragraph of Hosafa from the Ksav Yad.
Oh, really?
Where it says in there that
okay.
The end of that Hosafa, so Rabbeinu Tam, I think, says that he actually thinks that, at least there, that Rabba was not arguing on Ula.
Oh, I have it also. I just didn't look at it.
That at the end of it, Rabba...
B'ksav yad no saf. So what does it say there?
So at the end of it somewhere, it says that, I think it says that Rabba doesn't argue on Ula. The only Rav Yosef doesn't hold it. So that because Yesh over there meant something else than Yesh over here.
I mean, it has different meanings. The two sugars have different meaning. Like what I'm saying, kind
of. Right.
Okay. Very good. I have it here, actually. This is the Schlesinger thing, but I just didn't look at the... Yeah, it says Miksav Yad no Saf. I don't know if that's really... Is it really Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know. For some reason I didn't... Okay, I'll try to look at it. Oh, good. So, as for Gizel Sevlados... Oh, I'm sorry, Dan,
do you read your Kiddush into Rabbeinu Hanan and Ramban? Where you said, Hashem Hamida versus Le'inya and Lomagasu?
I think so. I think one could. It's certainly the Rabbeinu Tam of... I think so. So, as far as Shevach... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's the Karlof here of Yom Tam that, you know, there's no Psalm in Sabbath here after Shevach?
I don't think you need a makar. As we discussed yesterday a little bit, Yiush is a question of tikkun. Maybe it's from the limud itself. Again, Elichai wanted to go a step further, right? Say that the loshon lifnei yiush, loshon lachar yiush is part of the drasha. But I don't know if you have to go that far. But the point is, the idea that there's no tikkun means that you're dealing with the same chefza. Though what we're saying is, if you have a chefza shel zela, then even the tikkun isn't going to help you. Even the fact that it's partly yours isn't going to help you. Shinui is not a tikkun of a chefza shel zela. I think misvara, we just say. Right, because tikkunim don't help.
But there's no makar then.
What do you mean there's no makar?
You're starting off with the hanacha that there's a difference between yeush and shino, and you're using that to be mochiach that yeush is not kohen.
No, where the makar is that anything that's defined as gezel, and gezel is like piseach, namely that one, if something is gezel, then it's gezel. As opposed to shinui, the whole shinui isn't gezel, because that's the whole idea of shinui kohen, is that panim chadash is bala lakan. Or that it's not a kinyan zela. However you want to say it, whichever way, wherever you want to draw the line, the point of the Gemara is gezel dumya de piseach, right? Ma piseach ein lo takana, right? Av gezel ein lo takana. The way I'm interpreting is something that has a shame and gezel, you just can't. There's no kinyan that can get rid of that. Shinui koneh, it just doesn't have a shame gezel. Because either not a kinyan gzela, or because even better, panim kadosh is ba'ol lakan. Right? That would be the limud. That is the limud. That's what Ullah says, minayin. But it's fascinating. Again, it's not, dumida veda for Ullah. Or eno dumida veda, the surah saliyada, alone. It's this additional limud. And that's the limud from mitzvah ba'avera too. That's how we know that mitzvah ba'avera depends on the shame gazel. According to Rabbi Natan, like, you don't have to read this way according to the Rishonim. As far as so, I think that helps a lot. And for the question of what's the difference between Shini Maisa Shinui Hashem, even Yush and Shinui Rishos, possibly it depends on how Yush and Shinui Rishos works. I think it helps a little bit for the Sugya and Samach Vav Amud Beis. It definitely helps for Tzvicha Mechira enormously if you add Tosa Red Parrots and Tosa Shans. Shevach, that problem, I think, remains a difficulty, except I have to say the following. And that is, maybe what we have here is an inversion of the Rambam. Meaning, let's say I come to the conclusion that Yirsh is Kona, the object. But the shame gazel continues. So in a way, I'm saying Yush Kadi is not Lagamri Konan. So just, again, I'm more comfortable saying in the Rambam's direction, in this direction, just pointing out the phenomenon. So what do we say in the Rambam? Point out that for the Rambam, Yush Kadi lo Kani, technically, but Linyan Shevach Kani. In Uchus Gneva, it sounds like a Daraisa. In Uchus Gzela, it turns out to be Takanas Hashavim. But I was suggesting that it's a reflection of the Din Daraisa, of the Daraisa Koach of Kinyan Yeish. That's because we were saying in the Rambam that Yish Kedi Lo Kani, but really it has a Koach HaKinyan. Therefore it expresses itself in Shem. Is it possible that in Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Gemara's discussion, it's the opposite? Namely, according to Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, namely, Yush Kadi is Kani, but it remains a shame gazel. So even though we give you the chepetz itself, l'inyan kinyan shevach, that far we're not, meaning the chote niskar aspects, the additional part, you'll pay for the chepetz hagazel in the end. So good. So the trade off is your Kona the Gzela, right? But you pay for it. So at least financially, there's nothing untoward about that. That's the halacha of Yush Kedi Kani. But at the end of the day, what we're saying, but it remains a shame gazel. So this shame gazel now produces Shevach. So what about that? In other words, if there was no shiur in the kinyan at all, of course, I mean, it's your chepetz free and clear. But this remains a chepetz agazel. You do tvicha mechira on it, you're going to be chayiv, dalad vehei. So maybe the shevach created by a shame gazel, maybe the inyan that there is no kinyan? As I say, I'm speculating. It's a radical thing to say. But maybe that's how Rabbeinu Tam understands the Safek and the Gemara. Maybe. I'd say it would be the opposite of the Rambam, who said, Yush Kedi Lo Kani, but conceptually, and maybe even more, Yeush works for Shevach. And I'm suggesting that Rabbeinu Tam will say, according to Ulan Rabbi Yochanan, Yush Kedi Kani, but the shame gozel remains, since the shame gozel remains, that affects mitzvah baba veira, that affects tvicho mechira, and maybe it impacts on shevach, for which there's no tashlumin as well. But that, I say, is a radical suggestion. I don't know, just don't know any other way, any very satisfactory way, let's say, to get out of it. Okay, that is one approach, that's my suggestion, for the combination of Rabbeinu Tam. And I think this would certainly be the case if you held of the view that Rabbeinu Tam is driven by mitzvah baba veira, by the sugya in Sukkah. If you go a step further, let's say you go a step further in Rabbeinu Tam, and you put greater emphasis even on our Gemara, so how do you handle that? Let's say we take the perspective, which we also find again in Rashi, in Gittin on Nun Heyomad Aleph, not so much Nun Heyomad Beis, but the perspective that says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there really is a lack of bilus lin in hakrav. It's not just mitzvah babave. Okay, that's Rashi Nun Heyomad Aleph. And that's some of the formulations of Rabbeinu Tam as well. So are there just two different dinim here? Maybe you don't need both, but maybe both are just true. I was saying, number one, Yush Kedi is Kani, but not Linyan Akrava. And number two, even if there was Akrava, there would be Mitzvah Babave. Maybe. Either way, this idea that hakrava, le'inin hakrava, there's not sufficient bilus, is something that needs an explanation. Why should hakrava be different than anything else? You can sell the chefetz. Why can't you be makr of the chefetz? You can be makdish the chefetz too, but you can't be makr of the chefetz. Why should that be so? Yeah?
Well, it's Olah L'Kafara.
Sorry?
It's Olah L'Kafara.
And therefore?
And therefore you could say, well, you know, if there's just a question of, you know...
Is that Mitzvah Baba Veira again, or are you saying something else? Sounds
like,
again, we're suggesting now...
But I would say that to say that this should be, you know, to become the Bible in terms of the guy
has
to be that shame by love, that this is due to the Bible. In that sense, that requires a greater question of opinion.
Okay, good. And how do we know such a thing? Do we know such a phenomenon?
Of what?
That you maybe for the shame bailam linen kapara is different than the nechoshen mishpat kinyan.
Well, depending on how you understand the sugya kachin of a karatur ruvin bashtur ruvin.
Okay, it's definitely might be connected to that. Although that might imply that you need less or more. Right, we'll get to that in a second. So let's mention two precedents very very quickly, and then I'll take the rest of the questions. Number one, it could be related to what we just said. In other words, this could be a variation of it too. Now, this is the second version of Rabbeinu Tam I'm talking about now. The version that says, again, the first version of Rabbeinu Tam we're talking about was the position of the version of Bali Tosis, that Mitzvah Baveira is responsible for everything, right? And that even when you're not Krava, you're Bailim Gemurim, just that it's Mitzvah Baveira. I was still trying to explain how do you integrate the language of the Gemara in Bava Kama and in Gittin, and that's why I was suggesting, with all the consequences as well, that it's based on a shiur b'kinyano regarding shem gozel and these various consequences. Now we're at stage two in Rabbeinu Tam. The, form or Ben Tam Rashi or Ben Chanan, I mean as a group. Namely, that we're also saying that you're not a bailim l'inyan hakrava. So, number one, it could be related to what we just said also. I mean, one of the reasons you're not a bailim l'inyan hakrava is certainly connected to the shir b'kinyano of Yehush Kedila Kani. You don't have to say that. You could say, no, it's just a chisaron in the level of bailus required for hakrava. Okay, so Noah says correctly. And I ask the question, so what? Why is there a higher level of bailus for hakrava than for anything else? So the answer may very well be, which is what he just said, the role of bailim in kapara, which is a kadshim issue, not a bava kama one, a little bava kama one, in Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, what? Kadshim kalim are mamon bailim. So when you sell, are you allowed to sell kadshim kalim? Let's say you're mafrish a shlamim. Can you sell it? Seems so, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili discusses in terms of Nezek and other things, right? If you sell it, what impact does it have? What? So who gets the benefits of the Hakrava? So this is a debate among the Achronim, the very famous Ksos, one of the most famous ones ever, Simen Taf Vav, where the Ksos says, if you sell the... if you sell the kachim kalim, so the achila, the basar, belongs to the lokeach. But the benefit of the hakrava, whatever you want to call it, I mean, kapara is not the right word because we're talking about shlamim, but whatever the kiyum hakrava remains with the original bailim. And this caused a whole, this stirred a whole controversy. Other achronim disagree. They say no. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if indeed you can sell the shlamim, then you sell it legamri, and the hakrava belongs to the person who buys out the shlamim. Okay, so the point here is, if you take the Ksos's view, it's an interesting phenomenon. Namely, the choshen mishpat belongs to one person, and that you can sell. But once you have a shem bailim, linyan kapal, linyan akarban, linyan hakrava, that's not something you can sell. That's one area. That's one precedent. We find something maybe in a different direction, but something maybe useful, also in Hektish, which you wouldn't know yet, but the Rajba that we're going to get to, hopefully in about a week or so, as we know the halacha of Tznuin and Rabbi Yochanan and right? So, simple reading of the Gemara is that the chisaron of davar shenu b'reshuso is a problem in hektesh, zev zeh yechol hakdisho, but not only hektesh, hu adin mechira. And the Gemara talks about hefker with tznuin and ma'aser sheni. We'll discuss it, right? The Rajba has a view, at least according to one Mandamar, the Gemara, when he talks about Harsha, that maybe Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is limited dafka to hektesh and not to mechira. Maybe dafka to hektesh, if it's zelafi shena shalo, it's ma'akev. But when it comes to mechira being shalo, even if it's, I'm sorry, zelafi shena b'reshuso, if it's shalo b'nei b'reshuso, lina mechira, it's fine. In other words, hektesh requires more control, more kinyanim. Again, these could be different points. I'm just trying to show the precedent that le'inyan hedyot, the choshen mishpat, in other words, is sufficient. But le'inyan bailus lehekdesh, you require more. This isn't the chilik between hakrava and hakdasha. This is hakdasha. What talking about miksos was hakrava, more specifically. The other side of the coin is one could have thought that that maybe hektesh requires less. After all, I mean, rasa legavoa is kimisi raso lehedyot. And not only does that mean that you can get away in being makne with amira, but what it may mean is that the role of being korei shem or being maf the hafla is actually greater in hektesh than than it is in regular kinyanim. I mean, also gogim sorosel hedid, according to the way some understand it, is your korei shame, and then mimela kol echad isa be gaza derachmana isa. It's not a regular kinyan at all. That's how some explain that maybe davar shelo bali olam in general is less of a problem. The opposite, in a way, of what the Rajbo is saying, of davar shena brishuso, davar shelo bali olam, davar shena brishuso is less of a problem in hektish than it is in hedyo. I mean, rasa legavalkim, rasa hedyo. You don't need a maisa, and maybe it's not just that you can do a bedibur and not a maisa, but more than that, it's basically the choshen mishpat comes through the yaradeya, if you will. You don't need a higher choshen mishpat. But the Yoredeya enables the Choshem. In a way, that's what we're saying for the Ksos, but the other way, right? Maisa Sheni, Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailim, and you can sell it, but you can only sell the Choshem Mishpat part, not the Yoredeya part. Right? That's in the other direction. They don't have to be a stira. I'm just, the phenomenon of more and less is what I'm interested in pointing out. So the Rajba has a Chiddush, but a Chiddush that's not so obvious. The Mashal Ma Davar Doma, just in our Sugya alone, like the Ramban, Rabban explains that it's conceivable that being Makdish the Chayfet is a Shina Rishos, right? We know that 2 days in the Rabban, 2 days in Tosis Ayin Vav and here, and 2 days in the Rabban and Kuf Yudalid Amud Aleph. Maybe there's a difference between Mechira and Hakdashas Kodshe Mizbeach, right? It's not good enough for Mechira Kodshe Mizbeach for Tzvicha Mechira, but it is good enough for Shina Rishos, says Rabban. What about, he says, how come the Gemara speak about Shini Hashem? So he says, Agav, the other cases. What are the other cases? Truma, Maisras. So the Ramban has a line on Kufi Dalet where he says, he doesn't say exactly this, but he says, basically he says, I know what you're going to say. Trumos, there's Shini Rishos too. Because you give the tvua, the truma, metukan, to the kohen. So it leaves Rishus Yisrael, and it's nichnas Rishus kohen. Anybody have the line open on Kuf Yudalet? If you get it open for a second, just read that line. So the Ramban says, he doesn't say it in so many words, it's a little hard to read, kedarko and mukhamot, but it's always worth reading it several times to try to figure out what he's saying. It seems like what he's saying is, that's not Shina Rishus. It's true, the kohen ends up with the truma, it's mamon kohanim, mamon hashevet. But it's basically not shina rishus. Why? Because undoubtedly what he means is, what happens in truma is you're mafrish the truma, you're mafli, right? You create the shame truma, and mimela belongs to sheva kahuna. The end result is that it does transfer into Rishus HaKohanim. But the mechanism is a Hilchas Nedarim type mechanism, not a Choshen Mishpat one. Anybody have the line? Yeah. Go ahead. Who has it?
Yichu Neymar, okay. Nami Delo Abimomun Kohen.
Yeah.
Kevon Delo, Tike, Sarachu, Hakohen, Lahaksir, Shalo.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Hi ho Perusha the Hoy is Kapta the Agra Gurara Sib no lay haka Olam.
Okay, so that's exactly where he's addressing. That's exactly the lines I'm interested in. Basically, he's saying, I understand you're going to tell me that Rishus Kahuna is also Shinui Rishus. It isn't. That's Shinui Hashem. But Hekdesh is Shinui Rishus. But one could have said, especially in Mikara Taru Duvin, especially in Kachin Mizbeach, not so. Maybe even in Berak HaBayis, as I said, the what I said before, but I'm Rosal Gavol, Kim Srosal the Hedjot, and Davar Shalom Balilim is true in Kachay Berak HaBayis too. Right? It may be a Choshem Mishpat result, but it may be through Yoredeya. The Rav used to sometimes say about this issue, namely whether being Makna to Hekdesh is like being Makna to Hedjot. So you would sometimes bring a Raya, I'm not sure directly, or in the name of Reb Chaim, from the halach of Mufla Samach Leish, The fact that Mufla Samach La'ish is effective in these areas show you that it's more of a Nadarim halacha with a Choshen Mishpat. He didn't say it exactly this way, but I think this is what he meant, how I understood it at least, that it's more of a Yoredeya halacha with, or Yoredeya mechanism with a Choshen Mishpat result than it is a Yoredeya mechanism. And that's why you don't need godless in the normal sense of the term. So what I'm trying to point out here is that when it comes to, if you ask the question, what is the relationship between Hekdesh, Truma, and Mechira? When it comes to the issue of Shinui Rishus as opposed to Shinui Shem. More to the point here, when it comes to the question of the effectiveness of Yeush, to say that they're all equivalent because it's a Choshen Mishpat result is easy to say. To say that they're different, they might be different in different directions. You might need more because of the role of kapara in the karban. You might be able to get away with less because of amirasa legavoa and begaza derachmana and the role of hafloa and mufla samach leish, etc. Okay, having said that, so what were we trying to explain? The version in Rabbeinu Tam that yish kedi is kani. Right, but not l'inyan bailus, not l'inyan bailus l'hakrav. What about lulav? Lulav is, after all, Rabbeinu Tam's halacha applies not only to karban but also to lulav. Not so terrible. Lulav is a special requirement of lachem. There's the well-known debate between the Ravid and the Ritva that the Ritva quotes so often. In Sukkah, are Yisuri Anah Lachem or not? There's a discussion in the Achronim. The Ravid says that Yisuri Anah are not Lachem. Does the Ravid mean in general that there's no Bailus be Yisuri Anah? Or does he mean there's no Lachem in Yisuri Anah? Namely, that the requirement of Lachem is more than a routine Bailus. Indeed, I've always thought, I don't know if this is correct, but I've always thought that if you look at those Gemaras in Sukkah, especially Chav Zayin Amud Beis and Lamed Amud Aleph and Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the requirement of Lachem seems to transcend even just the requirement of a higher level of Choshen Mishpat. It seems to be connected to the Kiyum of the Dalet Minim itself. I'll just explain what I mean very quickly. The Gemara speaks about, when the Gemara wants to discuss whether or not Sukkah requires a Lachem or not, or Bailus, whether it can be Yotzei b'Sukkah She'ula, so the Gemara in Chav Zayin, Amud Beis, says, Kishem, just like Lulav requires Lachem, so too Sukkah requires Lachem. It always bothered me, and I think I did find that somebody asked the question, why doesn't the Gemara just say that Sukkah requires Bailus? What's the Kishem with the Lulav? Similarly, the Gemara in Lamed Amud Aleph, Rita Bar Nachmani, Kishem, that you're not Yotzei B'Sha'ol, Kach, you're not Yotzei B'Gozel, what's the Kishem? The Ramban in Psachim, Lamed Hay Amud Aleph, and the Ritva in Sukkah, Daf Tes, try to explain the question, why do you need Gzeres HaKasu, Sukkah Gzula, is psula, right? When I just say mitzvah b'aveira, the old question, Tosis's question. Try to get back to that a little bit later on. So one of the suggestions that they make is in Okanami, it's midin mitzvah b'aveira. But one would have thought that mitzvah b'aveira would not apply to sukkah. After all, there's no requirement of lachem in sukkah. It's very strange. I mean, what does the requirement of Lachem have to do with Mitzvah B'Aveira? So, in a word, I always thought that, I mean, there are other explanations for all this, but I always thought that the requirement of Lachem plays an expanded role in Lulav, and then the Gemara wants to know, by extension to Sukkah, whether Sukkah has that same principle and theme. The theme is the idea of Ritzui, in other words, why can't you have shutfus in dalad minim? The requirement of a not only bailus But a high-level bialos and a personalized, exclusive bialos is a reflection of the nature of the mitzvah in question. Ritzui and Shevach and Hallel. Again, you could take this or leave it. I'm just suggesting. It might explain certain things. The point being that Lachem, then, is not just a technical requirement of being the bialos. And even if it had, why Dafka? I mean, Shutfus is bialos in most of Kol Torah, in most of Torah. Why Dafka exclusive here? So the point is, Yish Kedi is Kani, but where you require exclusive bialos, more than Choshem Mishpat, where the role of the bialos is beyond, like in Karban because of Kapara, or simply Shem Bailim, Hakrava, or in Lulav. So there, Yish Kedi, Lo Kani. So it's not just the shame gazel, it really also is a reflection of the bialos, the level of the bialos. That's my suggestion for the second version of Rabbeinu Tam, namely that the bialos lahakrava is affected as well.
Where do you find that version of Rabbeinu
Tam? That is the hakrava, or if you want to call it.
It's over there.
Well, it doesn't have to be anyway. It might be that both of them exists, but at least
what is Sugya and Sukkah then?
I'm sorry?
How do you read the Sugya and Sukkah
now? So basically, you would have to read the Sugya and Sukkah, I guess, the way. I mean, let me put it this way. The Ramban had the same problem. Let me just highlight it by saying this. The Ramban, as we know, on one day in Kuf Yudal and Amr Aleph, and one day in the Chidushim in Gittin, suggested that the reason why you're not Yotze Lulav. Or Bekarban Lachar Yeush is not because of mitzvah b'aveira, right? But because of a lack of bailus, right? We discussed that already. That's the 2 days in the Ramban and Kuf Yudalid. The Ramban and Sukkah rejects it, says it's not going to be less than Shelo Lishma, which is Lo Ola Bailam L'Shem Chova, but is Kasher. Right? This is the one suggestion in Kuf Yudalid. It's one day in the Ramban and Gittin as well. So the Ramban and Gittin says, I may be mixing them up, I think. The Ramban and Gittin says, well, the only problem with that is, what do I do with the Gemara and Sukkah? Which really says mitzvah b'aveira. But the Ramban in Kuf Yudalid says, maybe the Raya isn't from the mitzvah b'aveira part, but from the second half of the Limud. Anybody have that line open in Kuf Yudalid? So what I would say is, what I would suggest, the formulation that there's also a bialos problem in Akrava is something that we find. Again, Rashi, Gittin, Nunhei, Amud Aleph, and some of the formulations of Rabbeinu Tam. As for what you do, as if maybe there are two dinim, even if you don't need them both, or you'd have to say like what the Ramban says. Do you have it there, David? Where the Ramban says this line about, he says, and then you'll just have to say that the limud is from the seifa, not from the reisha. It's dochek, but again, in Gittin, he likes a suggestion, but he doesn't give that solution. He says, problem is, what do I do with the Gemara and Sukkah? Okay. If we do want to integrate the Gemara and Sukkah with this bialos perspective as well, whether it be that the bialos is limited to akrava for Rabbeinu Tam, or the third version of Rabbeinu Tam. The third version of Rabbeinu Tam is that according to Rabban, Yish Kedi Lo Kani, and not only is it Mitzvah B'Aveira, not only is there no bialos L'inyan Hakrava, there's no bialos L'inyan Hakdasha either. Where does that one appear? Where? Sefer Yashar, as we just discussed. What about the Gemaras that speak? They're Kachi Bedek Abayis, or Bali Mumin, right? Sefer Yashar, you have it, and you have it in the Ramban and the Rajba and Tosa Shantz, right? Four places. Ramban, Rajba, and Gittin, Tosa Shantz here in Bava Kama, and Sefer HaYashar. That's a third version of Rabbeinu Tam, or of the school. So what do we do with that? So we could say exactly what we just said exactly what we just said, period. And as I said before, maybe Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yasha is telling us there's a difference between the Sugya and Bava Kamma or Ula, Bava Kamma and Gittin on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who went a step further, but you don't have to say that for Ula. Fine. Okay. Did you find the line of the Ramban, by the way? Where he has the... did you find the line where he says his theory about... again, for him, it's in Yishin Shinu Rishus. Yishin Shinu Rishus, Hegdish is Kona, but the Bailim are not the Bailim, and that's the reason why it's possible, not because of Mitzvah Bavera. And put it out. What? Yeah, go ahead. Misefa de Krod,
Dayak Ula.
Right. Right. That's the raya isn't from Mitzvah Baba Vera. The raya is from that Lo Al Bailim Liberato. That's the Ramban. So again, the Ramban himself knows it's not the easiest answer in the world. But if you want a way to say it, the Ramban says it. Where is it in the Ramban? Column two.
Here it's in the paragraph of Akshav.
Right. I told you to look at it. Yeah. Right. Not the one where he talks about Yush, Bat Teira, Saliyad, Dudumi, Daveda, the next one where he talks about Shina Rishos. Yeah, that's a very important line. In Gittin, he quotes a suggestion too, if you just want to know. There, again, that's why details are important. Right? In Gittin, as I think I have it written down. Here he has it, but then he rejects it for that reason. Here, v'yeshomrim shafila below tam mishum mitzvah b'avavera leula bein noda bein loda enem kaperas my tam akim v'diyush kedi lo kani v'davar shenis shalo hikdash lo karina bekarbano ela kemish shein lebailemu ela shemisha shakara alei shem hikdash kana b'shini hashem karamina b'truma. Miu hakashalon kivnam Rabbi Yochanan yush kedi lo kani kedisa beperak meruba, right? Heichid lo darish gazel dumi de mapseach ma piseach leisa tekanta leshlo tivli rashim bishim betzav bavera tepeklei de lo kana yush kedi lo kani vafa bishem and so on. That's why he rejects it in Gittin, but in Bava Kamma he's considering the possibility that the sefer the kra is the limud, not the Mitzvah Bavera part. Anyways, okay. So there's this third version, which is in the Rash Mishan Sefer Yasha, which goes a step further. Not only Kani but Mitzvah Bavera, not only no Bailam Linyan Akrava, but no Bailam Linyan Hekdesh. So one thing we could just say about it is everything we just said, which is, except switch it over to from Akrava to Hakdasha. In terms of the relationship to what you need to be a Bailam, you could definitely sell it to another Hedyot, but you can't be Makdish it. Why not? What we just discussed is the koach lahakdish require more, less, or the same. That's what we just discussed. Except here we're talking about just bailus lahakrava, but bailus lahakdasha, which I think is very fascinating. But I think that there's another possibility as well. And this could be both for the bailus lahakrava perspective, and this would answer Noah's question maybe better, as well as for this version, the version of the Hakdasha. And that is, maybe all Rabbeinu Tam means to say is as follows. Actually, from the perspective of Kinyanim and the relationship between what you need in Hektet, Lahakdish, or even in Bailus Lahakrava, vis-a-vis Hedyot, they're identical. Identical. Or certainly not, you certainly don't require more. If anything, maybe you'd require less, like we discussed. Because of the aspect of Hafla and so on, and Amir Asol the Gavoa, etc. However, here's where Mitzvah Baba Vera comes into play. Mitzvah Baba Vera dictates that what? That if you get to the Hakdasha part, the carbon's not going to be kosher. So one could have said, well, these are two different issues, and Dai Litzara B'Shaita, meaning, one question is there Hakdasha? And another question is there Bailus Lahakrava? And then there's a third question, and that is, when you actually do the Hakrava and it's Mitzvah Bava Vera, is it going to be kosher? Is it going to be pasul? to what extent do we anticipate mitzvah baba avera and there not being a hakrava kshera impacting on the question of choshem mishpat bailus, either la hakrava or even la hakdasha? Maybe Ha'ilichu de'kaiva, Ha'ilichu de'kaiva. I mean, everybody agrees it might be a mitzvah. Just because it's a mitzvah of Avera doesn't necessarily mean that there's no Bailus la'akrava, and certainly not Bailus la'akdasha. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's where the two sugyas come into play. And basically then, the sugya in Sukkah is really the linchpin. Because mitzvah of Avera applies, and why does it apply? Because of the Shem Gazel. For that reason, Yush Kedi Lokani. Now you could still say what I said in the first version, which is if Yush Kedi hadn't a little bit low, been a little bit Lokani, then there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of Avera either. Right. So in a sense, it starts with Bava Kamma, it goes to Sukkah, and then it reverberates back to Bava Kamma. But you don't have to say that anymore. What you could say is, it starts with Sukkah. Sukkah tells us that mitzvah baba aveira. Why is mitzvah baba aveira applied to Yeush? Because it has a shame gazel. Nothing to do with the level of its kingdom. Like I said before, maybe that's a separate halacha. The kinyan is a kinyan gamur in its own right, but since there's a shame gazel, that's enough to ruin mitzvah baba aveira. Once you've ruined mitzvah baba aveira, though, then we have to ask ourselves, well, does that affect the bailus? Well, why should it? The answer is because of what we discussed earlier in the year. Namely, what is the relationship between Kodshei Mizbeach, Kodshei Bedek Abayis, how much pure Choshem Mishpat, Mamun Hektesh B'Kinyano? How much is even the Hektesh, never mind the Bailus L'Hakrava, contingent upon the destiny li karev al gavim mizbeach? The Chaim's idea was, right, that the differences between kodshei mizbeach and kodshei bedek habayis are not just technical. And mikar Torah Reuven, mahasha Torah Reuven isn't just that lemaisa the kapara redounds to him, so he that gives him continuing connection to the karban. No, it's the opposite. In Hekdesh, Bedek Abayis is the address, the financial address of Hekdesh. Mali Mechara Lehejot, Mali Mechara Leshamay. But when it comes to Kodshim, Mizbeach, Mikar, Torah Duvain, Hashi, Torah Duvain, whatever Dine Mamanus Hekdesh has is only a function of the destiny of this object, Likar, Valgam, Mizbeach. So let's say you have an effort to be Makdish Chefetz, which cannot be like karev al gavim mizbeach. So then, even the dine mamonis part isn't going to be chal. But where do you draw the line in that? So you could say, well, at least that's a dine bailus linyan hakrava. The hektish part is still sufficiently, either is exactly like, or is sufficiently comparable to hektish bedek abayis. So you have a ma'isak dasha. That's regular hektish. Now the question is, what about Bailus Linyan Akrava? Bailus Linyan Akrava cannot exist separate from the actual ability to be Makriv. Or no, it goes even further than that, more radical Reb Chaim. Even the Hakdasha here is only a function of Roy LaHakrava. So then what we'd say is, we start with the Sugyan Sukkah, it's Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Since it's Mitzvah Baba Aveira, Yush Kedi is not Konel Le'inyan Hakdasha, or if you want to draw the line, Hakrava. That would be a very strong view about the discrepancy between Kodshei Bedek Abayis and Kodshei Mizbeach. The only question is, as I say, the only question I'm not sure about here is, did it still start with the Shiur B'Kinyanu of Yush Kedi? Started with Bava Kamma, went to Sukkah, then redounded back to Bava Kamma? Or you don't even need that. You could start with Sukkah, Mishum. That's Meduyak in some of the Lashonos of Rabbeinu Tam. mishum or biglal mitzvah babaveira, that's the reason why. It's very meduyak. There's no, I think that's the language. Umefarish Rabbi Yochanan Tamei mishum mitzvah babaveira. Not like I read it before. I'm not sure how to read it. Meaning the reason that Ula thinks that the bailus l'inyan hakrava v'hakdasha is limited is because of mitzvah babaveira. The words just don't make sense. What does that mean? It's a baba veira. It's a psul and hakrava. What does that do with anything? The answer is because hakdasha v'hakrava is a function of the ability to do so. And I think that's from doing just one more second. I think in the language of the that the Ramban and the Rajba quote as well, Gittin, as well as Tosha Shalts. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
With that, like, that was the whole, if everything starts from this baba veira, would that preclude you from saying that?
Yeah, I hear. But Tzicha Mechira. Right. So the truth is that not everybody quotes that part of Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
But I agree. That's why I prefer to think that even the mitzvah Baba Vera part begins with Baba Kama.
Right.
And the only thing is, the result of mitzvah Baba Vera ends up being intensifying the chisara. As opposed to saying what I was saying before, which is that the chisaron is that bailus and kodshim per se requires a higher level. We're not saying that now. That was the second mahalach. We're saying, no, it's not that. I mean, all things being equal, that would be fine. Just that the nature of kedushas kodshim is beach, or bailus lafrash, bailus hakrava of kodshim is beach, is that. So you're absolutely right. I think, and as well as the gizus of law, if there's validity to what I'm saying about the gizus of law, yeah, that's the part that I'm least comfortable with. I think if it's true, it would be the most spectacular, but it would, you know, it's also the most doubtful to be so, but it's worth throwing it out. Yeah.
Would Tamura be an afkamina between the different shatim?
I mean, whether...
Talan about home, first of all.
Right.
And second of all, because Tamura is a way of being mapped to something which isn't a mitzvah.
So what do you want to say? In which direction would it work and not work? I'm not processing it.
If the Balmum factor is... important.
What do you mean balmum? It's not balmum. Means something that's not omedly karev is not a balmum.
Right, meaning so even though ordinarily in hekdesh, so the fact that you can't be makdish something which has a balmum would tell you that the ability of the animal to be nikrav is something which is significant. By tamura,
right.
Where you're allowed to make something which is a balmum into a tamura, then perhaps you would say that the...
Because the tamura is never karev anyway.
Right, whereas mashain kain, if we say that the problem is in the halos hekdesh rather than in the fact that it's nikrav, ultimately the God.
I mean, the difference between the two Rabbeinu Tam versions, whether it's bailus l'hakrava or bailus l'hakdasha, or the difference in the explanations of why they work. From what I'm hearing now, it sounds like the first point, meaning whether the chisaron here is hakrava or hakdasha, you're suggesting maybe there would be a difference whether you can create a tamura.
I intended it the second way, actually.
I'm not sure. Let me think about it. I hear what you're saying. Obviously, it depends a lot on you know, the dynamic of the details of Tamura too, but something to consider. I'm not sure.
And the other thing is, if it's a chesaron in bailos, so then we might not be mechalik between when the hektish is chal al yidei aveira, when the hektish is chal al yidei mitzvah, because the maisa you don't have bailos to be makdish.
Well, either way, Rabbeinu Tam isn't operating with that. You're 100% right, but either way, that's not an issue for Rabbeinu Tam. They don't need it. They don't need that whole thing. For them, the shame gozel is enough to create a mitzvah b'aveira, because we're talking about yushka dikani.
But if the Shem Gozel is Din Bailos rather than Din Mitzvah Baba Avira, I mean, I think there will be a chiluk between, if you say that it's Din Mitzvah Baba Avira, so then Tamura, which is anyhow not really a mitzvah, would be more likely to be Chal. Whereas if you say that...
If there's a separate factor of Mitzvah Baba Avira, maybe.
Right.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I have to think more about that. Okay. So just to sum up, we have Rabbeinu Tam. It is very complicated and very challenging in its formulation. There are different versions as to whether everything is about mitzvah baba veira and there's no limit in kinyanim per se, or it's a din in the bailus lahakrava or the bailus lahakdasha. What we've tried to suggest is that there really are maybe different approaches. One is that it's all just pure mitzvah baba veira and we should forget about the gemaras about kinyan and the language of kinyan. They just mean that kinyan doesn't work for everything because sometimes there are obstacles that can't be surmounted simply by kinyan. That's the easiest, I guess, shita to comprehend. And then again, one could say, by the same token, You could that, another way to say that is there's a sugya and sugya, the sugya and sukkah and the sugya and bavakamba, and they're really two different sugyas. That's another way to say it, and this is the pshat in the sugya and sukkah. If we want to negotiate both sugyas and the language of Rabbeinu Tam more seriously, that is a problem. So suggestion number one was that the reason that this is vulnerable to mitzvah b'aver itself is a din in shiur b'kinyano, or yush being a kinyan zela, and the shame gozel persisting, and that's what the Gemara is about, and try to explain on that basis the Rash Mishant's version and the differences between different kinyanim and possibly shevach and also a karbon of a gozel, etc. That approach would work fine and well even if we were not to say that in particular you're not a baila menach. You might be a baila menach rova too. Just what we're saying is that Yushkadi lo kani, that language, those words are relevant to the fact that mitzvah b'aveira works here. And we have the models of other Yushkadi kani or lo kani, when it doesn't really mean chiyuv hashava or no chiyuv hashava, kinyana be'en, but rather means other things, either in the Sugyas in Kuf Yudalet or in Samach Vav or the Rambam, and so on. That's one approach. Then we have the second approach, which is this is also about bailus lahakrava, and the third approach, that it's about bailus lahakdasha, and those issues we discussed whether or not what is the relationship between the level of bailus that you require in the hekdesh and in hakrava. Gave the examples of the ksos and the rajba, and on the other side the question of muflas samach leish and amir aso legvakim sraso lahedyot. That's a big issue, and how that would work with the mitzvah b'aveira, whether there are two dinim, etc., it's hard to know. And then in terms of the final possibility, which is that mitzvah b'aveira itself is what limits the bailus l'inyan hakrava or hakdasha, and that has a lot to do with the rule of mikara Torah d'Ruven hasha Torah d'Ruven, maybe the chiluk between kadshei bedek habayis and kadshei mizbeach, kadshei mizbeach itself. Okay, that's what we've done so far. Yeah?
If we take the approach that we're just dealing with the pure mitzvah b'aveira and
I mean, Yushkadi Lakani is Lab Dafka. It just means that Kinyanim don't conquer all.
Right. How do we explain the line I'm Non Hei on the Beit Megidim when they attack Lula with they ask on Lula to quote Yushkadi Lakani from Shkutei Chutz.
Right.
And then they say, Lula Rabban Beir Shus. So if we're talking about Baalos, like, that line makes perfect sense. Lula Rabban Beir Shus. So.
Well, either way, that's going to be that problem, as we know, is a problem for many time anyway. I understand, but I'm just saying the single biggest problem that Rabbeinu Tam has to overcome in terms of the evidence of the Gemara, if you ask me, is that line in Gittin anyway, because he's holding Yushkadi Kani Lahedjot, so shouldn't that be Kovei Elinyan Sheva? So if that's your biggest difficulty on any particular, considering that Rabbeinu Tam anyway is on the defensive when it comes to that line, so the fact that it doesn't fit in so well, any particular version of Rabbeinu Tam, either way is not going to fit in so well, maybe for more basic reasons. What I'm saying is, if for more basic, if the substance of it is already a huge problem for Rabbeinu Tam, then the fact that the language is a problem as well is probably not going to cause you as much sleep loss. Not that it's not a problem. I'm just saying there's a much bigger problem with that line than the language. The halacha itself is the bigger problem, because the Gemara seems to be saying Mishas Gneva, Mishas Hekdesh, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, that part is hedyot, so that should be mishas yeyush. So forget about the language of ukmua, which sounds like kinyanim. What about the halacha itself? Which is what all Rishonim asked against Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban said, no, the Gemara didn't mean that. The Gemara meant, you know, if there wasn't an issue of yeyush, maybe the Gemara really meant the possibility of mishas geneva, but they don't really mean the hektish. That's what we discussed yesterday. Right? But the reason that the Ravid threw out Rabbeinu Tam, as the Rishonim quote in Gittin, the reason that one of the strong reasons that he rejects it is that line of the Gemara. So first you have to deal with the substance of that Gemara. Once, if you're really satisfied with the substance and then you're still bothered by the language, in Achanami we'll have to look at it again. I'm just saying there are bigger issues in Gittin Nun Hei Amud Beis than the subtlety of the language, which doesn't mean the subtlety of the language isn't important. It just means we have to keep it in perspective. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chanan, all the variations. I think important Yesodos emerge from these points of view. they should at least be considered. What about the Ri, who argues? So number one, we've got several things that need to be said, so we're not going to finish this today, but we'll definitely finish this on Thursday, and I want to finish the other things I gave. Mishkava v'lo gazel, which is very much connected to what we just talked about now, a little bit about Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Bedek Abayis. Mishkava v'lo gazel, I'm sorry, yeah, not Mishkava, I mean Karbana v'lo gazel, Mishkava v'lo gazel. I want to try to finish those on Thursday for sure. If we can already begin Thursday, just running through the Shakar Vataria about Shana, Nishtaresh, Bechet, that would be great. If not, we'll start with that Sunday. And either Thursday or Sunday, I'll give you a list already for Rabbi Yochanan. Because of the Lonsio Shabbailim, Samachesim Beis, Zev Zen Yicholim Lakdisho, and our show. By the way, I'm going to be away for, I don't know if I mentioned this, I'm going to be away for a week, but not next week, the week after. I'll be away in Eretz Yisrael. But we are going to have, or we're supposed to have, you know, one of those, you know, fun overseas experiences. We weren't able to organize it last time, but this time they tell me that they will be. So at least two or possibly three of those. So we'll try to have those long-distance shiurim. So either way, our target is hopefully we won't lose much time. Is Rabbi Yochanan and Harsha. Those are the next big topics. And a little bit Chazra, Karen, the Bailim, and Tzeitainlo, Chayav HaTaliton, the definition of Gemar Din. Those are the things that are in our sights. There are some Derech Agav issues, including the question of, you know, Hefker and Chilol and, you know, Shvius. Whatever comes up, we'll do. We'll try to just do it quickly. And then once we get to Ayin, then we turn to whole different types of topics, but hopefully we'll have time for them, you know, to get through most of the big topics in Berubah. Right. Yeah.
Sunday and Monday is supposed to be, it's President's Weekend. Is there sure scheduled?
Sunday, Monday is of that week. Isn't that the week that I'm going to be away?
Yeah.
Is there no school Sunday, Monday?
I don't know.
Well, either way, I would probably be traveling on the Sunday. So, I mean, that's the week of the 18th and 24th.
18th and 19th.
So I think, I don't know what day, I'll try to find out before I leave which days we have scheduled for Shiurim, and we'll try to work out the times before I go. If not, stay tuned. But there can't be Sunday either way, because I think the plan, that's probably the travel day. But it would be either, I guess, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at least two or possibly three of those days we'd have the overseas chair. Okay. Should we speak about the Ri, or should we leave it for Thursday? I think we're pushing it, you're saying. Okay. So let me just, let's finish up with the Ri on Thursday. And a little bit of Mitzvah Baba Aveira. Okay, just to pose the question, but basically, you know, in light of... In light of what we discussed already, which is that Rabbeinu Tam takes a certain view on... That Rabbeinu Tam takes a certain view on Yush Kedi, Kani being a Shir B'Kinyana, possibly, according to our discussion, and the other things about Bailus Lakrav and Bailus Lakdasha, that the Reed rejects those things, I think, seems pretty clear. He's definitely cholek on those matters. He doesn't need to see it at all. Excuse me. What about the Mitzvah Bavera side of it? Because Rabbeinu Tam also takes a very important position on Mitzvah Bavera, namely that if you have a Chefza Shel Avera, even though there is no contribution, there's no confluence, let's say, or convergence between the Maisa Gzela and the Maisa Mitzvah, nonetheless, there's still Mitzvah Bavera. I mean, Yush Kedi is cunning in that respect. He's not continuing to be, you know, a thief. He has a chefetz ha-gozel, but the Maisa Gzela certainly is over. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Mitzvah Bavera apparently applies when you have a chefetz shel Avera. That's a very important yesod. Yeah.
I'll say it.
Okay. So, the question is, the Ri, who disagrees, does he reject that as well? In other words, the Ri could simply... Rabbeinu Tam is based on two assumptions. One is that Yish Kedi Kani, but the Shem Gazel persists, as we've explained it. Okay? Various variations. But this is common to all the variations. Secondly, as long as you have a Shem Gazel, right, that is sufficient to trigger the psul of Mitzvah Ba Bavei. The Ri disagrees with one or both of these assumptions. If only one, which one? Namely, the Ri says it's not true that Yush Kedi Kani leaves you with a Shem Gazel. But Lu Yitzuya, that it did. Any shame gozel would be enough to trigger mitzvah b'aveira. But it just isn't. But if there are other things that trigger a shame chefta shel aveira or chefta shel gozel, maybe more particularly, in Achanami, mitzvah b'aveira would apply. You don't need a confluence of you don't need the mitzvah yidei aveira or the aveira yidei mitzvah. You don't need any of that. Not in the Maisa, not in the Kiyum. All you need is a chefta shel gzela or chefta shel aveira. You just don't have it here. That's a pshat in the Ri. Or the Ri says, I agree with you that Yish Kedi remains a shame gozel. But who says that that's enough for mitzvah b'aveira? For mitzvah b'aveira, you need some sort of actual convergence, in which case, in which direction. So what we already saw was that the Ri, as quoted in the Tosfos in three places, emphasizes the impact of the mitzvah in completing the kinyan. And we already pointed out yesterday that that's an interesting and important formulation, but we're just not sure whether the Ri is describing the mechayiv, namely what mitzvah b'aveira is when a mitzvah facilitates an aveira. That's what mitzvah b'aveira is. Or, basically, we need that the aveira should be nikar, that there should be some chalos aveira in this process. Whether it's the aveira, whether it's the mitzvah completing the kinyan, or the aveira completing the mitzvah, or some other way, it doesn't matter. The real problem is chefta shel aveira, that is nikar in the process of the mitzvah. Indeed, that's what we were discussing yesterday. And Yoni mentioned to me after the shir that it's interesting, again in contrast to the Ritva, that the Ri never says that the Aveira completes the mitzvah, and he says the Aveira completes the kinyan. Right? Maybe because he doesn't really think that the problem is the mitzvah. Sorry?
The
mitzvah completes the kinyan. He doesn't say that the mitzvah completes the Aveira. Sorry. Whereas the Ritva, who does have the strong formulation of mitzvah misayas laveira, he really means it. There's no question about it. Okay, so this is an issue to explore. That's one issue. A second issue to explore in the Ri, namely, what is his view of mitzvah b'aveira? Beyond the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, it's a general question. Is mitzvah b'aveira defined by chefta shel aveira being used l'shem mitzvah, or really is it more than that? It's more about one causing the other, and if so, in which direction? So we have to look at the various versions of the Ri, the printed Tosfos, as we just noted, the issue and the problem, and the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, how do they weigh in on that issue? It's also part of the bigger issue, mitzvah b'aveira, as I say. What about chefta shel aveira b'li maisa aveira or maisa mitzvah ayidei aveira or maisa aveira ayidei mitzvah? What generally are there two dinim of mitzvah b'aveira? Is there one? Which one? Etc. Specifically with regard to the Ri, the other thing to look for is, does the Ri, as per our versions of Rabbeinu Tam, is it only about mitzvah b'aveira where it applies, meaning yirush v'shinu rishus or yirush v'shinu hashem, or does that also impose any limits in Hakdasha or Hakrava or Bailus LaHakrava? Bailus LaHakrava for sure not. What about Hakdasha? That's an issue to consider. Does any of this have anything to do with the way in which Yirush V'Shinu Rishus or Yirush V'Shinu Hashem operate? Okay, so these are the issues that we want to explore, and we will try to do it as quickly as possible when we finish this up on Thursday. I'll just, I have time for your comment. You want to
answer
them?
I think I'll ask you.
Okay. Very good. So, with plenty of time to spare, we turn to you.
The way I understood the limit of the lyrics is I understood that I prefer to understand it really close. I like the Bible, but I really understand the sheet of the most of these personally.
Chetza shall be a
chetza.
We'll discuss it.
Using a chetza.
The Rabbi in the Sukkah.
The Rabbi in the Gaza Sham, yeah. I understand that Tosos really doesn't think that's the basis. That's what Mitzvah ever means. He really doesn't believe that it's the Mitzvah.
Even Rabbi Natan? What are you talking about now? Rabbi Natan or the Ri?
Well, I think it's. I'm saying Tosos in general, I'll get the Ri down the Ri.
Does not believe that it's Chetza Shalabe.
No, the point is that it's Mitzvah Matmos Aver. In other words, that the. whether Nachas means it enables, or at least build it through doing an Avera.
I mean, there's a you don't believe that it's Avera Machas Mitzvah, but you believe it is Mitzvah Machas Avera?
That's what the closest bit there in Sukkot is. Yeah.
Okay, we'll discuss. Or I think that it could be that both of them, I'm not sure.
Doesn't there in Sukkot say that it's you know, that
I think that's the view of the Ramban.
Mitzvah Ba Machas Avera.
That could just be a way of establishing the presence of the Kabbalah.
So I understand the opposite. I understand that's really the formulation.